The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Live from Booker's Barbecue, it's the Aggie Sports Network Final Four Tip-Off Party. Presented by Toyota of Sylacauga. Get ready, Aggie fans, as we break down the matchup between your Sylacauga Aggies and the Winona Dragons. We've got expert analysis, game previews, and all the excitement leading up to tip-off. So grab some barbecue, settle in, and let's get ready for the action. Right here, right now. Here are the voices of Sylacauga basketball, Michael Adair and Jeremy Wall.
Welcome to the Aggie Sports Network Final Four Tip-Off Party presented by Toyota of Sylacauga, live at Booker's in downtown Sylacauga. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair with you here live as we get set to send this team to Birmingham to face off against the Winona Dragons. Tip-off is Wednesday night, 7:30 at Legacy Arena. Going to be a great night, Michael Adair. What a run that this team is on right now. They have been through the Sweet 16, they've been through the Elite Eight, and now they get set to go back to the Final Four for the first time since 2021.
Oh man, it's just a testament to the hard work all these guys to our right put in. And really, before we get started, I just want to send a special thank you to Mrs. Booker, who I called on Thursday at 3:52 and said, we've got this idea that we want to do this show. And she didn't ask me one question. She just said, we'll absolutely do it. And she was so great. She's not even open right now normally. And she was just willing to open up the store and feed us all. And she's been a great hostess for sure.
Yes, standing room only right now here at Booker's. We could not have asked for a better crowd to honor this group of guys, the Aggie cheerleaders here as well, getting set to go to the Final Four. Let's quickly talk about it. Man, this is an important event, I think, Michael Adair. These guys put in a lot of hard work. They've been practicing since October, November. The season tipped off November 19th, a blowout win over a rival in the Childersburg Tigers. They're 29-3 right now. If they do win it all, and I know Coach Joel Jones won't want to talk about that right now, that will tie the school record for wins in a season. This is a good ball club the Aggies have.
Yeah, they're already in second place all time in Sylacauga history in wins. And as you said, two more will tie us with that bunch from 1988 that Coach Jones was a part of, actually. But yeah, man, I think you mentioned this thing started in September. I'm going to tell you something. These guys will tell you right quick. They started in June, and they worked their butts off out there. And Coach Jones and Coach Patterson believe in a lot of working out and a lot of endurance type work. So they've sprinted and worked, and it's been a product of a long, long off season.
Speaking of Coach Jones and Coach Skylar Patterson, Coach Skylar Patterson, he'll be first up with us here at Booker's around 7:14, 7:15. He'll talk about his JV squad as he was a JV head coach and what it's been like. Yeah, ninth grade as well, but what it's been like to be on this run that the Aggies have been on. You know, a lot of people say in a season there's a lot of ups and downs and maybe some sides to sides, but really this team, they haven't faced a lot of downs outside of maybe one game where Josh Spear was hurt and the Aggies kind of had to scramble a little bit to figure out what they were going to do at the five in this ball game. This could be a 30-2 ball club right now. They were able to gather themselves after that injury, and they've been on a roll ever since that loss on the road at Clay Central. Area county champions, area champions, sub-region champs, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and now going back to the Final Four.
Yeah, and it's just a product of everybody. It's not one superstar that's doing it all. It's all these guys working together. Some of these guys, I'm looking down the table, been playing since the ninth grade and contributing to varsity. And, you know, that's what it takes. You got to have a lot of leadership, a lot of seniority to make a run like we've had.
And for these Aggies, again, so Coach Skylar Patterson going to join us around 7:15. Coach Joel Jones going to join us at the bottom of the hour around 7:30. We're going to try to wrap up things here around 8 o'clock. After about 7:45, we're going to talk to Jordan Roberson and a couple others, including Josh Spear here, as we get this team set for the Final Four, which is against Winona at 7:30 on Wednesday night. We're going to take our first break here on the broadcast, and when we come back, we're going to get Coach Skylar Patterson to join us here live at Booker's Barbecue. This is the Aggie Sports Network Final Four tip-off party presented by Toyota of Sylacauga.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network Final Four tip-off party presented by Toyota of Sylacauga. Thanks for joining us tonight. However you're watching or listening, a packed house at Booker's. And we couldn't have done this event without Linda and Booker's tonight. Place is absolutely packed out. Great food. What a great time. We do want to thank Linda again for making this possible.
Oh, she's done a fantastic job. We had a great menu tonight, meat and two. Couple choices there, and it's not too late to come down here. We're going to be here till 8, so come by and get you some. There's some seating outside, pretty full house on the inside. But it's a great place to be on a Sunday night. And Jeremy, I think it'd be a good time to talk about a lot of the people that are involved in this basketball program that have supported the team more than just the coaches and the players, but you got all these people that are involved. And some of them are here tonight. I see people like Dr. Eller, our superintendent. We got some board members here, Mr. Bailey, and I saw Wendy Twyman. There's probably some others here. It just goes down the list of people like Justin Silman, who's a manager that's been involved a long time, Jordan Moon, Brent Ashley that did the PA. Mm-hmm. Yep. The physical therapy. Todd Malone's worked on a lot of these guys. There's been times when three or four of them at a time are in his office, so you probably can think of some I can't, but those are off the top of my head.
Yeah, a lot of people go in to a winning program. I think Coach Jones would tell you that. It also helps when you have the right man in charge of the program, which has been such a blessing working with Coach Joel Jones this year. We did want to update. Go ahead.
The cheerleaders who are
Absolutely.
Here tonight. We got a lot of the cheerleaders here. They've been at every game. It's just a lot that goes into the production of basketball, so it's good to see a lot of the people that have supported here tonight.
Yeah, we did want to update everybody on our plans for coverage on Wednesday. We'll start with the road to the Final Four, brought to you by Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. That's from 5:30 to roughly 7:20. Me and Michael Adair will have you 5:30 to 6:30. David McCurley, Alex Bauman, 6:30 to 7:20. We do want to thank all of our sponsors that we have that are bringing you Final Four wraparound coverage. Coosa Valley Medical Center and Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Area Real Estate, Cabinet LLC with Red Adderholt, and Toyota of Sylacauga. Really helping us out, helping us bring wraparound coverage to the city of Sylacauga for these guys going to the Final Four. It's going to be a heck of a time, and we're excited for Wednesday.
Well, you know, something a lot of our players and people in here may not realize is not every high school in the state gets this kind of coverage. So you're really blessed as a coach or a player in Sylacauga. We've had coaches come and go in football and all these other sports, and they're surprised at how much media attention you get in a little small town like this. It's really nice, and it really creates a lot of interest and a lot of lift for the overall program.
Yeah, and just the interaction we've been able to create on the Sylacauga basketball page on Facebook, the Aggie Sports Network. Collectively this month, we've reached over 700,000 people with Sylacauga high school basketball content. It's been a heck of a run we're on, and we hope it keeps going after Wednesday. So we did want to update, finishing out those plans. After the game on Wednesday, for an hour post-game, we'll have the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show. So from whenever the game is final on Mix 106.5, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show, roughly 9:15 to 10:15 on Mix 106.5.
Yeah, speaking of that reach, just that last game we broadcast at Alabama State, what was the statistics on that?
Yeah, about 8,000 live views, 190 or so comments, interactions were around the 200s as well. So we're really excited that the community backs us and what we do, and we're showing the crowd on Facebook and YouTube right now. I mean, it's a packed house. People are excited for this team, and we're excited for Coach Skylar Patterson to join us on the other side of this break. We'll be back in 90 seconds. We'll talk to Coach Skylar Patterson here on the Aggie Sports Network Final Four tip-off party presented by Toyota Sylacauga, live at Booker's.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. AMIA, innovating for a better tomorrow. AMIA wishes all area athletes good luck.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
We do want to thank Merkle's Anytime Towing for their continued support on the Aggie Sports Network. This is the Aggie Sports Network Final Four Tip-Off Party presented by Toyota of Sylacauga, live at Booker's in downtown Sylacauga. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair with you. Now joined by, I guess, Sylacauga assistant coach, but the JV head coach and ninth grade head coach, Skylar Patterson. Coach, first of all, I want to welcome you in and just hope you guys are having a good time down there at the end of that table. I know the food's great. Man, it's just a great environment.
Absolutely. It's just good to be here. Appreciate y'all having us on today and inviting us. This is a great atmosphere.
Coach, a lot of our people here may not realize your background, but this guy right here wears more hats than about anybody I know. He's a preacher of not just one church, but two churches.
Right.
He's in a gospel band.
Right.
He's a teacher. He's a coach. He's got 4 children that keep him busy.
Yes, Lord.
How in the world do you do all that?
Grace. I have no idea, but you know, we just take it one at a time, and we just do what we got to do and get it done. That's it.
Well, last night his band was playing right outside the University of Florida in Gainesville. Yeah, they play all over the Southeast. What's that like, Coach? You, it's not just you. You got a group.
I do. We have a full band, singers. We've been doing it about 10 years together, and we've just been afforded opportunity to travel all over the country singing. And, yeah, last night we were in Gainesville, Florida. We got to travel down, and we try to make a quick trip of it because we got to get back and do our services on Sunday. So I got in about 2 o'clock this morning, and right back at 6, we were right back at it.
That's amazing. Yeah, you going to share a few stanzas with us tonight?
Or I don't know about that.
For the next episode.
I get paid to do this.
Right.
You know, we take over collection, maybe.
So, Coach, quickly, I mean, you spent a lot of time with the JV guys and ninth grade guys this year. Give everybody a recap of what you guys look like. I know it was an impressive group. I had a lot of fun watching them.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed this particular group, ninth grade and the JV. But this year was more about development. If you think back, COVID, guys missed a lot of basketball. So these two groups, the ninth grade and the JV, is more about, you know, just fundamentals, teaching them the game of basketball and getting that competitive Sylacauga spirit inside of them. And they had a lot of success. They won some games more than they've won probably in past several seasons. And then the ninth grade, I think they really shocked a lot of people. They had a pretty good season, maybe only lost 2 or 3 games. But I'm really excited about the future of Aggie basketball. Those guys, we got a lot of talent, and they are hungry. And this is going to be good in the future as well.
Yeah, that ninth grade bunch you coached, I went to all those games, and they didn't win a game last year. And, man, they turned it around.
They did.
No
they
question.
Did.
And, Coach, you know, I know you and Coach Jones as good cop, bad cop. You know, they might have to deal with Coach Jones a little bit when they're coming off the floor. Then they get to see Coach Skylar Patterson to build the morale back up before Coach Jones sends out a new platoon out there. Talk about your relationship with Coach Jones. And to me, man, you guys have just worked so well together this year. As it's just been a phenomenal time watching you guys coach these guys, lead these guys. Just discuss that relationship that you have with Coach Jones and how that is built into this season.
Oh, it's absolutely. It's just incredible. Coach Jones, first of all, I think everybody knows just a phenomenal coach basketball wise. But, you know, before you're good at most other things, you got to be a good person. He's great, great person, great character and integrity. And I just love what he brings to the program. And then, like you said, we do play good cop, bad cop. Sometimes I want to fuss just as bad as him, but he's got him so bad that I got to bring him in and be like, you know, he loves you still, guy. You know, he'll be all right.
Coach, you're from Columbiana, Shelby County High School. Were you a basketball player in high school?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't too bad either, Mike.
Tell us about it.
I should let Marcus come talk, and he'll tell you a few, you know, a few things. But we played some ball, had some success there, and you know, I always loved the game. I always try to tell our guys, if you love the game's gonna be good back to you. So.
And Coach has got a young one coming up too. Cam, I saw him over there. He just played All-Stars yesterday.
He did.
9 or 10 years old?
He did. I was in Gainesville. The dates didn't line up good, so I had to watch it on live. But I almost shot him out. He hit about 4 threes yesterday.
Wow. Saw that on Facebook. Yeah, it's impressive. Speaking of your kids, Corbin, man, he has just been – yeah, give him a hand. Speaking of one of yours, man, Corbin, to me – just he can energize his team with defense. You know, he's maybe not the most skilled offensive guy on the team, but feels like he brings 110% every time he goes out there. Just defensively kind of sets the tempo. Man, we put him on Selma's best guy a lot of time, Montevallo's best guy a lot of time. Man, he really got the job done. I know that makes you proud.
It does. You know, anytime you're just going to go out and give 100% effort and give your best, that's all we can ask of anybody. And the same thing is for him. This year has been different. He had an injury last year, and then he's come back this year. And maybe not have had the season we expected him to have, even for himself. But I told him it's not always about scoring. I mean, you can impact the game in so many other ways. And this year he has defensively really just stepped it up. I mean, he's starting to take pride in that as well. So I love to just see really all of the players just get out there and give 100% every play.
You know, the nice thing about Coach Patterson, too, is he's in the school. Coach Jones is already retired from the school, so he's having to come in. So Coach has been able to help a lot with the administrative stuff and do the, you know, the accounts and the pay the all the stuff. Yeah. And you watch all that, don't you?
Long days.
Yep.
Nights, but it's good. I enjoy it. You know, anything I can do to help make this basketball program the best that it can possibly be, I enjoy doing it. It's not a daunting task by any measure at all.
Teamwork.
So it is. Teamwork. Rick Jr.
Coach, obviously, you know, you're really hands-on with varsity. You're there every single game. At what point, I think a lot of people thought these guys would be special. We go back to their ninth grade year. I think they just lost one game. Yeah. Last year, maybe, you know, things were just a little bit different around here. But this year, when did you start to realize that this team had that edge about them, that ability to maybe take it all? Everybody hinted at it. We joked about it. Right. But it's real now. They're there. When did you start to realize that might be a possibility?
You know, a lot of those guys played together. We've coached them since rec league, city league, since they were old enough to play ball. And we always said that they would be special. We had a special group. So we would take them, travel all over the place, state to state, playing some competition. We were getting our tails kicked, too. I mean, they took some whoopings. But we knew that that would be good for them later down the line. And, you know, after our previous coach left and there was a little gap there. And then we stepped in to just kind of keep the thing going because we wanted to make sure they had a summer. And so we took over, and when we were starting to travel and play this summer, we went 7-1, only lost one game to midfield. But I saw then, dang, this group is special. When they're playing their best ball, it's going to be a really tough team to beat. And there's some competitors, you know, and so I just felt like at that point I knew we had something special. And Coach Jones came in, and, man, it just took it to an absolutely new level. So,
speaking of Coach Jones, you got a good story you can share with us on Coach Jones?
Can you beep out some words?
No way.
Listen, this is one thing that most people don't know that I absolutely love that he does. I'm a man of faith, and we don't push our faith on anyone, but we do share the gospel. But one thing that we do in our locker room every single game is his wife, he gives us scriptures, and we do meditation before every game, and we pray. And it got to a point that, you know, when you create those habits, those guys expect it. And sometimes, even with ninth grade and JV, I would be moving from the ninth grade to the JV to the varsity and just moving, that I would forget. And they would stop me and say, hey, coach, we got to pray. But that's a part of the culture of our basketball team, and something Coach Jones brought in to not only impact them with basketball, but to impact them with life.
So
life skills principles. So,
and I know you
love that.
Yeah, I know you and Coach Jones are close. What was your reaction when you found out he was getting the job here?
Well, we talked like every day. They were leading up to that, so we kind of knew where it was headed. But you know, just excited. For me personally, I'm from Shelby County, so I'm not from Sylacauga, but I'd heard about Coach Jones a lot before I moved here. And when I moved here, everybody just had such great things to say about him. And so when I got to know him, I realized why. And I just knew that he would just be a tremendous asset. I knew that the support was going to be there because of how people loved him. And we're just super excited because I just knew it was going to gel well and that the season would be successful. Didn't know we would make it to the Final Four. I can't say that because so many things have to happen to get to this point. I mean, it's been a lot of work. But, yeah, I just knew it would be something special this year.
I think the game that woke everybody up, obviously the Ben Russell game, we had some, that maybe really, other than the Clay Central game, a game that we just had a lot of ups and downs in. And the way, it wasn't really the game, it was the way that the community was behind the team in the stands. I mean, just completely packed environment.
Absolutely.
Jordan hit one of the best shots I've seen. It set the crowd ablaze, but that's when I realized that the community was ready to see this basketball program get back to that 2018-2021 level.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That was a huge game for us. And even though we didn't come away with the win on the scoreboard, I do think that propelled us into another direction, like of hunger. We got more hungry, and we went back to work, and we just said, "Hey, we can still be a better basketball team." And ever since then, it's just been.
You're talking about the game down there. We didn't win. That was unfortunate how that game ended. Really, you know, it's questionable call. You know, that was tough.
It's not.
But that game up here when we had them and that place was rocking.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that was as good an environment as you're gonna get.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I loved it. I just love it. I love the way our student section was cheering and our crowd is just great atmosphere. Nicholas Lawson had a great atmosphere. We enjoy playing.
Absolutely.
Over there,
so. It was a lot of fun. Coach, not to overstep, we'll ask Coach Jones the same question. Everybody wants to know, what do these Dragons look like on Wednesday? I mean, I know you guys have done a lot of film study. What are we getting our hands into?
Well, we like our chances because we love our guys. We feel like they're going to compete. They're going to go out and give it their all. And I keep saying this personally, I don't feel like we've played our best basketball yet. And if we can put that together for the next two games, then I like the position that we'll be in. We know them. They're going to be physical. They love to press. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to be in your face. They thrive off turnovers, but we have really good guard play. So we take care of the basketball. We rebound well and we play physical. I mean, I think we're going to be playing Saturday morning.
I like it.
Yeah.
Nice and early Saturday, I like what he's saying. Coach, we're going to let you get back to dinner, man. We appreciate you not only just spending time with us, but we appreciate everything you do for the program.
Thank you all.
That's Coach Skylar Patterson. Deserves every bit of that applause, man. Yep. He's been so big to this Silicaga basketball program, and I've just had a great time getting to know Coach Patterson this year. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour. That means after this break, we're going to get the head coach, Coach Joel Jones, here at Booker's Barbecue. So we'll take about a three-minute break, and we'll be back with the Aggie Sports Network Final Four Tip-Off Party, presented by Toyota of Silicaga, live at Booker's.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga, physical therapist Todd Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporter of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brules, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
You got a lot of Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network Final Four tip-off party presented by Toyota of Sylacauga. We do want to remind everybody of our plans for Final Four coverage. We'll be live Wednesday at 5:30 right here on Mix 106.5. We'll take you all the way to tip-off, where we'll turn it over to the HSAA radio network. And then from about whenever game ends for an hour, we'll have the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show. The road to the Final Four pregame show is brought to you by Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We also want to thank Area Real Estate, Toyota of Sylacauga, and Cabinet LLC. Red Adderholt, who hasn't missed a home game, I don't think, this year, able to help us bring some coverage, Michael Adair, to this team who is in the Final Four, and deservedly so. 29-3 on the year. Not many ups or downs. They've been a pretty steady team all year. They've won games, Michael, where they've turned the ball over more than the other team. When they've lost the rebounded battle, this team finds ways to win, and we hope they do the same thing on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a mark of a good team, and another mark of a good team is a good coach. And we're sitting right here beside one, and I'm going to tell you, man, this guy's been around this program for 45 right in there.
At
78,
least,
wasn't it?
77. At least that many years.
Been around it that long. He's been involved in a lot of different things. Been an official for a little spell in there. But one thing people may not realize is Coach Jones was involved in interviewing not our last coach, but the one prior to that. He went with the superintendent on the interviews. He's that kind of guy that you're like, if coach likes him, we might hire him. And that's where he was. And then now he's the head man.
Yes.
He's the man. But I just, you know, when you took over this program, Coach, a lot of people may not know, too. Just a year ago, we were about $11,000 in the red. Coach Jones goes out, goes door to door on about every business in this town, some of them two or three times, and personally raised money to get this thing going. And now we're probably $15,000 or $20,000 in the good. And this man right here raised all that. Just about it. What was that like going around to these? You just go in there and say, hey, we need some money. How did that go?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I'd like to say, first and foremost, is that the community of Silicaga has just been outstanding. They have supported in every way possible. You know, I am so proud to say that I'm from Silicaga, Alabama. I'm so proud to say that I am the head basketball coach of Silicaga High School. I've been around the basketball program all my life for the most part, and I can't remember this much excitement in terms of supporting our basketball program.
It's
been big. And back to, you know, you talk about going out and helping the superintendent interview a coach for the position. It was a good moment. It was a great moment for myself. I took a little pride in him, at least thinking that I could knew enough about the game of basketball to help him find the right candidate for the position. And I think Kent Fullerton was here for three seasons.
That's who it was that you interviewed,
Kent Fullerton. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a man of faith, and God has his time for everything. And, you know, you may be helping to bring a coach in one year, and the next year they may be hiring you to be the coach of the varsity basketball team. And that's pretty much how it happened.
Coach, I know family is something that's really important to you, and at all the games this year, your family's been there, away games. And tonight, you got a lot of them in here. I see Valencia over there, and Isaiah, see him, Demia, Centrice, who's Josh's mom's over there. Got some grandbabies in here, Zeke and Talia, is that right? Yeah. So, I mean, Coach, what does family mean to you and the support they've shown you throughout the year?
It's everything, you know. When you look in that stand, whether you up or whether you're down, and you have people behind you that's rooting for you 110%, it can get you through some tough times. You know, when the highs are high, they're there, and when the lows are low, they're there also. So my family is everything to me, and I'm just happy that they support their dad and their husband the way that they do, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Coach, Coach Patterson just referenced it a minute ago. When this team had no head coach, if I'm not mistaken, you and Coach Patterson got in there, and you guys were working these dudes just for the love of the city, for the love of the game, for the love of the program. Take us back to summertime. There was a lot of uncertainty around this program. A lot of people knew that this was going to be a good group of guys. They needed a coach. So just take us back to that before you were even named head coach, how you guys were working them this summer.
You know, Marty Smith was here for one season, and the guys was expecting a lot from him. I think he even mentioned that he was going to – Silicaga would be the job that he would retire from, and that he would be here for the long haul. But, you know, sometimes life has unexpectedness, and he got a better position at Pell City High School as the athletic director, and he didn't have to coach anymore. And I pondered about the situation. I said, these guys need some stability. I think the senior class has had three coaches in 4 years, and that's very unstable. And something prompted me. It prompted me to apply for this job. And once I applied and the word got out that I had applied, the whole city seemed like they got behind me. And they wanted me to have that position. They wanted me to have that opportunity. And they pushed and they pushed and they fought. And, you know, the superintendent, I thank her. I thank our Silicaga City School Board for the opportunity, and it's just been a blast. It's been awesome. So I am excited about this team. They've done everything that I could have asked them to do, and not only did they do it, they did it to perfection. They did it with a willing mind and a willing heart.
Coach, who are some of your basketball mentors? You've been doing this a long time. Talk a little bit about that a little bit, maybe.
You know, my freshman and senior year, I was a player for Silicaga High School, and it goes all the way back to 1976. And my junior year, my high school coach asked me to hang up the sneakers.
Both of them.
And, yeah, both. And he asked me if I would stay around the program because he knew that I had great passion for the game of basketball. So he said, would you be a statistician for the team? And I did that for my junior and my senior year. And so when I graduated from high school, he was almost like a father figure to me. And he said to me, he said, Joel, make sure you go to school because you were meant to coach the game of basketball. And I liked that about him because he could see that I really, really loved the game of basketball. And he encouraged me. And I went to junior college for a couple of years. And after that, I started officiating high school basketball. And
who was that? Justin Martin, or who was it?
I'm sorry, it was Justin Martin.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And Gerald Douglas
both
as well.
Yeah.
You know, this is what's great about those guys. They allowed me to hang around that basketball program for four seasons. And I never missed a practice, and I never missed a ball game. So Gerald Douglas inherited the program after Justin Martin. And his first year as Ham, he went to the state championship game. And we lost that game, but we were runner-up. And after that season, I wanted to venture into something else, and that's when I ventured into officiating. And I officiated high school basketball for 19 years.
That's why you never give those officials a hard time.
Yeah. So I got to the pinnacle of high school basketball, and, you know, coach at you know, you go back to when coach said, hey, you were meant to coach the game. So a young man named Bobby Hall became head basketball coach at Sylacauga High School around 2003, 2004. And he was looking for a coach. He was looking for an assistant coach. And he asked me if I would help him. And I told him that, look, man, I really love officiating. I'm not sure if that's something I want to do. And I went home and I talked to my wife about it, and she said, hey, go for it. And from 2003 up until this year, this day, I've been a part of Sylacauga Aggie basketball every year. I've coached middle school girls. I've coached middle school boys. I've coached ninth grade boys. I've coached JV boys. And now I'm head varsity.
You were a girls assistant on the varsity level too, weren't you?
Yeah, I've helped. When Coach Crawford would make it to the playoffs and our season had ended, he would always ask me to come along with him. And you know, it's good to be asked to help. You know, maybe he thought that I could help him in some form or fashion, but he had two state appearances, and I was on the bench with him in both those state appearances. So, when it comes to experience and when it comes to a resume, when in terms of basketball, man, I've done it all.
Probably one of the most iconic games you've probably been involved in was that year we played in, it was the 80s, but we played against Charles Barkley. He was at Leeds. You were a coach on that team. How did that go? Could you tell just a little bit about that?
You know, Coach Martin was still coaching at that point, and we got deep into the playoffs, and we played Leeds, and we had a player named Troy Morris, who was probably, I would say, without hesitation, the greatest basketball player to ever play the game at Sylacauga High School. So it was a huge matchup between Charles Barkley and Troy Morris.
He shut him down, didn't he?
Yeah, he played Charles Barkley well, but we lost that ball game.
Coach, a lot of people do know, but some may not know you. You've been a part of turning this program at least twice now, than the 2018, but when Coach Copeland was here, they were struggling a little bit. He reaches out to Coach Joel Jones. Things quickly get turned around. They win the state championship in 2018 following a big shot from Darian Garrett in the Sweet 16, a one-point victory. People have already talked about the similarities between that year and this year, but we'll stay back then. Coach Copeland asked you to come back. You guys turned the program around. What similarities overall, maybe not just a deep playoff run, but what similarities from that season overall to this season as you turning this thing back around as the head coach? Do you see what parallels do you see from those 2 years?
You know, even without saying, just watching these young men in action, practice, and whatever, I said, that these guys were better athletically than that 2018 team. We have kids on this team that can do it all. No, we don't have a superstar player, but we have a team that has talent at every position. And the key to it is, people talk about rebounding. Hey, how you gonna rebound with this group? They are so talented that it just balances. Somehow it balances. We got guys, guards, that can go up and dunk the ball vertically. So these guys are super talented, and I think that they are better than that 2018 team. Now, the key to that is this, matchups.
Right.
2018, we had great matchups, and we were able to win it all. This year, I think we got great matchups again. And I think that we have a great chance of bringing the blue map back to Sylacauga. Okay. But I want to say this before we go play. I want people to understand how hard these young men has worked. We have pushed every button possible in terms of trying to challenge these young men. And they have passed every test. So however the outcome is on Wednesday, or if we're fortunate to play in the championship round, I hope people will continue to support these young men. You know, we have a way of, once you lose, people jump off the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. I hope that won't happen, because these guys don't deserve that. They have worked their tails off.
Speaking of that, Coach, you know, you're kind of known for running a program that's built on being in shape and jumping on boxes and all that. And there's a old rumor out there that you actually ran a team at halftime that they weren't playing like you wanted, and you ran sprints the whole halftime. Is that true, you ran a team at halftime?
I don't quite remember that now. I think last week the guys came out at halftime, and they were kind of loafing around.
Yeah.
And I looked over my shoulder, and I think Coach Patterson had them wide open. It helped. It worked, man. You when you come out of halftime, you need to get loose. You need enough time to be able to get loose.
Coach, you said you don't have a superstar player, but if anybody that wasn't from Sylacauga showed up to the regional tournament and watched Jordan Roberson for those minutes that he had on the floor, they might think you got a superstar player. What? How did Jordan take his game to the next level when we needed it most in Montgomery?
You know, it was there all along. I've watched Jordan from day one, and I knew that kid could play the game. Jordan struggled with my tactics. He struggled with my style of coaching. I'm kind of demanding. I'm gonna have it my way or no way. And Jordan wanted to do his own thing, but once he figured out that he couldn't win at that, he bought in. He bought in, and everything that he's doing now is no surprise to me. I'm just glad he was able to make it happen before the year ended. And right now, he's leading. He's leading the team in so many ways. He's not a verbal. He's not going to talk a lot, but he leads by example. And I want to say this to Jordan Roberson. I love you, man. Love you.
He's been a pillar for this team this year. You know, when he struggled a little bit there after Christmas, I think the team kind of took a step back when his game got back up, because when he's playing the way he's playing, and then Aiden can give you 10, and then CJ and Eric and Corbin's going to give you lights out on defense. And heck, I was talking to Malik Sparks at Track and Field Media Day the other day. We got to know his 3-point percentage when he gets on the floor. He's going to hit a shot. Man, you just got a bunch of really good young guys right here, Coach.
Yeah, they are. I'm telling you, I am on cloud nine right now. These young men have fulfilled everything that I could ask of them. They've done it. And the results shows. I think people may not know this. We have the best win-loss record in the state of Alabama in terms of 5A basketball.
And the second most wins in school history.
Yes, that's right. And we have a chance to tie that record.
Yeah.
We'll really do better because we've only lost 3 games.
That's right. That team lost 5, I believe.
Yes, they did.
You were part of that team.
I was.
Coach, before we let you go, coming up after Coach, we're going to get Jordan and Josh. They'll join us up here before we close things out. But, Coach, we asked Coach Patterson. Everybody's amped up about this matchup. Sylacauga and Winona, they have a little bit of a history. They've been pillars of 5A for a long time now.
What can we expect on Wednesday night when we see these guys at 7:30?
Winona is a team that's going to be similar to our style of play. They're guard heavy. They don't shoot the ball as well as we do, but they play from the tip to the final second. So those kind of teams are hard to beat because they're gonna stay after you. They're gonna be tenacity. They have tenacity. They're a tough team, but I saw them. I went up to the region the day after we clinched in Montgomery. I was up at the region watching them at Jacksonville, and I like our chances. I've been saying that all year long, and I told these guys after the game that we played last down in Montgomery, I said, guys, I haven't told you guys this all season. I haven't told them that I think that they're a good basketball team. And I said, now is the time. I need to tell you guys that I think you guys are a great basketball team. But back to Winona. Winona will be tough. They're not unbeatable. It's a game that if we play our style of basketball, that we can win that game. It may be a tight game, but I think we'll win that basketball game.
Thought we were going to get a score prediction.
I thought we were, too.
Set the line. Coach, we are absolutely rooting for you, man. I don't think I know your family's proud, everybody's proud, but me and Michael Ader talk on the phone two or three times a week about how proud we are of you and this program and how you're leading these guys over here. So, man, congratulations. Best of luck on Wednesday. And we want you to bring home a blue map. There's no doubt the city does. But, man, overall, dude, we are proud of you and what you guys have done.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. It would be a dream come true for me. I mean, that if we win it all, I mean, you start coaching and you're looking and you're mid-season and you're at the end of the year. But I don't think anybody can say that, hey, I thought we would win it all or we're going to win it all. But it's lined itself up to where this could possibly happen. And these guys are the guys that can get it done. They can do it.
Two more wins and you got it.
Got it.
All right, Coach, man, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go finish your dinner, man. We appreciate you. That was Silicaga head basketball coach Joel Jones. He's 29-3 in his first season as the head coach at Silicaga, and he has these Aggies geared up for the Final Four on Wednesday night at 7:30. Pre-game coverage starts at 5:30 right here on Mix 106.5. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Josh and Jordan because we have four headsets up here, and then we're going to close things out after that. This is the Aggie Sports Network Final Four Tip-Off Party presented by Toyota of Silicaga.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Silicaga.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24/7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Silicaga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Silicaga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Silicaga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Silicaga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Silicaga. Worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Aggie Sports Network Final Four tip-off party. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair with you live at Booker's. This is brought to you by Toyota of Sylacauga. For just a few more minutes, as the Aggies are playing Winona in the Final Four at Legacy Arena, Wednesday night at 7:30, we want to see everybody there wear red. That's what the student section is putting on, so make sure you wear red on Wednesday to Legacy Arena. And we want to have a reminder that everything is card only, so tickets at the doors, card only. Parking is going to be card only. No cash accepted. Concession stands going to be card only, so no cash accepted at Legacy Arena. We did want to push that. I know Coach Jones asked for that as well. He wanted to let everybody know that they don't want you to get there to say, oh my goodness, what's going on? So it's card only, no cash accepted at Legacy Arena, but I know we're pumped up about it.
Yeah, if you forget your card, just go see Jeremy. He'll let you borrow his. He's pretty generous with it.
So we are now joined by Jordan Roberson and Josh Speer, two of the Aggies' best. You know, Jordan Roberson's played a lot of basketball for us over the last 3 or 4 years. So has Josh. Was a varsity guy his freshman year, played a little bit. Back on this year, been battling through an injury. Man, we got two good ones right here.
Oh, man, two great guys and two guys that have been a big part of every single game except for when he was injured. But I was just going to start it out and let you guys maybe talk a little bit about somebody that's had an impact in your lives, you know, be it basketball or just in general. Who's impacted? One of you take it and the next one take it. But who's made a difference in your life so far?
We might as well start with Coach Jones. Coach Jones came and it was hard. Every day is hard with Coach Jones, but he got us right.
Yeah.
We 29-3 and we're going to win the state championship this year.
I like it. I like it. What about you, Josh?
I would like to say as an inspiration, I had to go with my mom. You know, she worked like 6 days out the week, 12-hour shifts, and she always looked towards the kids first, and I want to be able to get back to her one day.
When did you guys go ahead? Yeah, that's worth the applause there. When did both of you guys start playing basketball? Is this something you've both been doing your whole lives?
Yeah, forever.
All the way back?
Yes, sir.
Man, and you got anybody that was coaches that coached you in the little leagues or the rec leagues that really kind of inspired you and made you say, hey, this might be my game?
Probably my dad. Most of my dad.
Your dad was a good player himself.
Yes, sir.
You got some brothers that are good players too, don't you?
Yeah, Chris and Mike.
Yeah, no doubt. What about you, John?
As for me, as Coach Schuyler mentioned, you know, Coach Bobby Hall, he had us as little kids. That's when we learned how to really pressure, play defense, get up down the court. And once we came to school ball, it really just became easy.
That's right. Bobby Hall had you guys on a travel ball team in, what, middle school or so y'all played in?
Yes, sir.
It was actually when we was in Pinecrest. That's okay. When we started. And then
I think that's probably a big part of the success. Y'all been together so long. Y'all just really know each other, know how to play together, yeah. Seems like.
All right, guys, let's take it back to this summer. Coach Patterson, Coach Jones talked about it. Man, you wake up one morning, you no longer have a basketball coach, man. I mean, what's that like? I know you're getting ready for your senior year. You're getting ready to ball with your friends. And who, you know, a lot of you guys thought that you'd have a chance to be where you are right now. Jordan, what was that like? How did Coach Patterson, how did Coach Jones step up for you guys?
They came in clutch when we didn't have a coach. Coach Marty just left us out of nowhere. Then Coach Jones came in. He picked it right back up where it was left.
What about you, Josh? I know, and it's your granddad too. So you know, a lot of people may not know that, but you know, I feel like they have gotten you guys to the next level. You're taking the next step as a program.
What's it like playing for your granddad, Josh?
It's bittersweet, honestly, because you know, go out there and do good. Still gonna hear something when you come back to the bench, but that's part of it. You know, he just wanted to make us tougher as a person and mentally strong.
I think a lot of players don't realize, too, is when a coach is coaching them hard, it's usually because the coach sees something in him he wants out. But as a young person, as a young player, it's hard to really figure that out. I know I had a trouble with that. But a coach is, you know, he's trying to get through to you, but it sometimes doesn't feel like it, does it?
Not at all.
Can you, do either one of you guys have a good Coach Jones story y'all can share with us?
Jordan's got a few, it looks like.
No, I can't see.
You can't think of any, Josh? You got a good story to share with
I got one. We was at practice, maybe, and we was coming off like a 4 games in 5 day stretch. And, you know, he was over there on the sideline sitting down tired, and we seen him on his phone. And next thing you know, he fell asleep, and his phone dropped on his face.
I can relate.
He's got a comment over here.
Get ready to run some suicides for that one, Josh. So Jordan, man, let's take it back to the Sweet 16, man. Our guys are down. We're trailing by 9 at halftime. And Coach told us about the message in the locker room. He said, and this is what he said. He said there's no yelling or screaming. He just challenged you guys. And, man, you put together one of the best second halves we've seen from a player in a long time. Man, what sparked you and, man, just, again, congratulations where you are. But what sparked you in that second half to keep this season alive?
I was just thinking about how it could be my last high school game, and I feel like I worked too hard to just go out like that.
So. Somebody told me you went over to Aiden Crow and said something, this could be it.
Yeah, I said, wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, there towards the end, it really starts hitting you, doesn't it? You start feeling all that, and you don't know if it's your last one.
I think you finished with 19-18 in the second half, but then you guys carried it over into the Montevallo game. Josh hit some big threes for us. Man, for a guy that's not 6'6", 6'7", man, nobody plays maybe harder on the glass than what Josh Spear gives us night in and night out. But, man, what was that like? You got through the battle of the Selma game. What did it feel like to kind of get that dominant win in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four?
Shoot, I felt on top of the world after that one. I'm not going to lie, but didn't feel like that was going to be a very challenging game for us from the start. But then once that third quarter hit, we saw Jordan. He started sparking off or whatever. Felt confident.
When do you know Jordan's about to put a run together for you guys?
Well, honestly, in halftime, I kind of felt it because he had on a short sleeve shirt, I guess. And if you can go back and watch film or whatever, he took it off during halftime. I was like, oh, yeah, he locked in now.
But it seemed like everybody, especially against Montevallo, it was 10-10 at halftime. We go on a 28-9. Excuse me, at the end of the first, we go on a 28-9 run in the second quarter. Jordan hits a 3-4. You hit a 3. I think Aiden might have gotten a couple in that quarter. It seems like the tempo just picked up a little bit. What at what point of that Montevallo game did the bucket open up a little bigger so the ball could go through the hoop?
It just happened. I mean, we see one. That's when the rest started to flow.
Josh, you've been matched up on some big dudes this year. I was thinking about C.D. Morgan down at Benjamin Russell and some of those guys. A lot of them got you 3 or 4 inches. But what's your secret, man? How do you hang with those guys like that?
Honestly, I don't want to get fleshed at by my granddad, so I know I got to go 100%.
Yeah, yeah. You got to. He won't take 90, will he?
No, sir. Got to be 110.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask both you guys, what's the biggest challenge? You've obviously watched a lot of tape. What's the biggest challenge in facing Winona on Wednesday?
No, I don't really see nothing, just, like, depending on how we play. I feel like we are our biggest, like, opponent. I feel like we can do whatever we want to do.
I go the same with Jordan. Most definitely the key to that game going to be rebounding and standing in front of your man.
Awesome. Well, let's give it up for Josh and Jordan, man. We appreciate you guys for joining us here on the Aggie Sports Network tip-off party, man. We'll let you guys go back and finish your food, hang out with the team. It's me and Michael Ader. We're going to wrap it up here on the other side of this break. We'll be back in 60 seconds to wrap things up. Stay with us. This is the Aggie Sports Network Final Four tip-off party presented by Toyota of Silicaga.
Life Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last few minutes of the Final Four tip-off party live from Booker's, brought to you by Toyota of Sylacauga. Jeremy Law and Michael Hader with you for about two more minutes before we wrap things up. Had a lot of fun tonight. Again, just want to thank Booker's for opening up the doors. I hope they're happy with the crowd that turned out tonight. Great food, great service, man. We love Booker's.
Yeah, we sure do. And maybe we just have to do it again Friday night.
Maybe so. Also brought to you by Toyota of Sylacauga. Again, want to thank our sponsors for wraparound Final Four coverage: Coosa Valley Medical Center, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Cabinet LLC, Toyota Sylacauga, and Area Real Estate. A couple days away, Michael, at Air Sylacauga, Winona, Final Four. Listen, that they hang a banner for the Final Four for a reason. It's tough to get there, but a chance to go to the state championship game on the line.
Yeah, and we've been there several times, so this is not going to be new for us. And you know, people around the state know who Sylacauga is. Basketball is probably one of the front porches to our whole city. I mean, we're known as a basketball program, so we got to go up there and keep that reputation alive.
And we'll have you coverage as well from 9:30 to roughly 10:30 on Wednesday night as the Aggies play Winona in the Final Four with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show. Your final thoughts before we send the Aggies off to Birmingham?
I just really appreciate this community. They've been behind this team from the start. They've invested in this team both financially and emotionally, and this coaching staff, these kids are – and they're riding a high wave right now. They got a lot behind them, and I think that's going to be, you know, when they have to dig deep down Wednesday and try to win this thing, I think they can lean on that a little bit. And I think I'm going to agree with these two coaches down here. I think the Aggies are going to come away with this one.
All right, well, we wish Coach Jones, Coach Patterson, and the Aggies well, and we will see them Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. right here on Mix 106.5. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.